7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Mike Agent.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and this time we are actually breaking down the 2018 free agent class that is going on, but that is not going on. It's actually not considered free agency yet. We are still, 18, 19 hours away?
I think we're about 20.
But before we do get to that, I am with Tim Thompson.
What's
as
up,
always,
homie?
And not Tom Schultz. We are with one Mr. Michael Agent. Mike, how's it going?
Very good, guys.
I'm glad you're back.
I just want to say something real quick. Thanks for having me. But Josh, I'm glad to see that hipster Josh has changed teams. He's wearing all of his Bears attire.
Yep.
Because the Bears signed all the free agents today. Hipster Josh just traded
hipster
teams.
Hipster Josh blew through the roof.
I probably should have, because all that we have gotten so far is Jerick McKinnon, who I absolutely despise. But besides that, it is what it
when
is right
When he says
now.
We, he means his Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He doesn't want to talk about his Mike Evans re-signing, his Cameron Bate re-signing. Tampa Bay Bucs doing all right. But yes, Mike, you were absolutely correct. In typical hipster Josh fashion, hey, Allen Robinson, I love that guy. Trey Burton, I love that guy. Who's the kicker? Parkey, I love that guy. Hipster Josh decked out. He's got a Richard Dent jersey on, his Bears socks. He's in only Bears boxers, no pants. He is living it up right now.
He's got, I don't know how it happened, but it's like a pair of 1986 parachute pants. it's a great wardrobe.
A C, as we always kind of describe to you guys, that Josh likes to wear a zip up with no undershirt. So in his four chest hairs, he has the Bears C shaved into it. Looking great, Josh.
On the gold chain, is that the coin they flipped at the Super Bowl?
I think it might be. And your cologne, as always, far too much, but smelling fantastic tonight, as it is just pure sausages. That's the smell tonight, sausages.
Well, without missing a beat, Mike is back. So
we should say Tom is on suspension.
Tom is, yeah.
Tom's on suspension. You two got in a little bit of a tiff over this past week, fighting over who had the better lawn. I know that both of you take a lot of pride in that. Go out on Sunday mornings in your boxers and wife beaters. Go out there with your clippers, clip each individual piece of grass one by one, and you got a little bit of fight. You suspended Tom. Dick move on your part, but I understand it.
I got an insight on the suspension. Yep. Tom bought a lawn vacuum cleaner, and that was illegal. It's like a performance-enhancing drug. You just can't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I digress. You know what? Let's get to some football.
These guys. All right, moving on. On Monday, March 12th, it all started off here. Of course, we've had a couple guys that have re-signed with their own teams. Tim has talked about that. But the Bengals trade for one left tackle, Cordy Glenn from the Buffalo Bills, and they flipped some picks. And now the Bills own the 12th overall pick and the 22nd overall pick in the first round. And they also have the 2 second-round picks, number 53 and 56, and they got a couple third-round picks. But the Bengals do move back to that number 21 overall pick. This is kind of stacking up to like how the Eagles traded up to get Carson Wentz. Do we see the Buffalo Bills now, because we're going to talk about the quarterbacks in just a second that have all signed with new teams, do the Buffalo Bills have enough firepower to get into the top five to draft one of these top quarterbacks?
I don't know about the top five, but I definitely think the top 14, 15. You can look at them trying to get who's the Houston quarterback that got drafted last year?
Deshaun Watson.
I can see them trying to get a later round quarterback. They need a top guy, though, because they let Taylor go.
They do have two first-round picks. Though. They have number 12 and they have number 22.
Josh, let's talk about your question. Absolutely. What other teams have two first-round picks?
The Browns.
They're not giving up 1-4. 12 and 21, and if they really wanted it, I mean, if they had to, right? If they're desperate, they give up a first. You're telling me three first-round picks, two this year, one next year, isn't enough? Absolutely it is. This trade was the perfect trade for both teams. The Bengals finally said to themselves, hey, you know what? Letting those great linemen go last year and not re-signing them, as we heard on Pony Keg Sports last year when they did it, was really fucking stupid. And the Red Rocket needs some protection. And we got a guy here named Joe Mixon. You know what he hates? Terrible offensive lines and women. So he's going to do what he has to do to make sure that they go out there and put out a fantastic team. This acquisition right here, along with a pick at 21 in the offensive line, makes them right back a playoff contender.
One of the other trades that the Buffalo Bills did do was trade quarterback
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh my God, to the Cleveland Browns. And now this is kind of opening the doors for, we don't know what the Browns are going to do. Well, we did a mock draft last week, and we mocked Saquon Barkley to the Cleveland Browns. And I think with this trade of the Browns getting Tyrod Taylor now, I think the writing's on the wall. We're going to see the Browns take Saquon Barkley, a running back, at pick number one.
It's a fact. Done, signed, deal, deliver. I am willing to bet Mike's life savings that it's going to happen. No doubt about it. It is done. My very first mock draft, I believe a week after the Super Bowl, I had the Cleveland Browns taking Saquon Barkley, and I have it again. I love all of these quote-unquote experts, all these talking heads that say, yeah, Saquon Barkley is a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime back, but, you know, you can't take him at number one overall. Do you hear yourself, you moron? A once-in-a-lifetime back. That's it. End of story. If you're the Browns, you already made these trades. Going into next year, you have Tyrod Taylor, you have Jarvis Landry, you have Josh Gordon, and then you add Saquon Barkley? It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want it for. That is at least someone who will draw a crowd. It'll get your fans excited. I guarantee you, season tickets go through the roof if they do this.
Oh, yeah. I don't agree that they're going to take a running back first overall. I think the Browns have year after year found out that they can't compete without a quarterback, and they need a quarterback. And what did the Saints do last year? What have a number of teams done in the past years? They have found great production out of running backs in second and later rounds. And now they can even use their fourth overall pick to help that out with a running back. Now, and they absolutely need a running back, and they're not much of a choices in free agency, as we've seen. But it's another deep running back class, and I don't know that...
Almost deeper than last year.
Yeah, and I don't know that using your first overall pick on a running back when you need a quarterback, because obviously Tyrod Taylor is not the quarterback of our future, unless they have a equal grades on two quarterbacks and they think they can get him in the fourth, and then absolutely, yeah, take Barkley at first. But I just see them taking a quarterback in the first overall pick.
One of the other big trades that the Browns made was acquiring one Jarvis Landry from the Miami Dolphins. Thoughts on that?
They're setting up their quarterback.
It was perfect. It's genius. Beyond that, they have the money to renegotiate his deal, to give him a new deal, right? There's argument there is he a true number one? It doesn't matter. He fits the system, right? You have Josh Gordon to play that inside role if need be.
Also, Amendola is also supposed to be joining the Miami Dolphins, which will be good to replace Jarvis Landry to a minor extent. Obviously, Jarvis Landry, in my opinion, is a better wide receiver.
For sure.
But I don't know what their game plan is. Who's your running back?
Damian Williams.
Who's your quarterback?
Ryan Tannehill.
It's just...
I think they cut Cuddy.
And anybody that
finally
disagrees with Adam Gase gets canned or shipped away. So how many... I don't know what this team is doing, I am confused.
I don't think Gase is the problem. I don't. I really don't.
I loved him on the Bears, but it seems like anybody that was in the system prior to him showing up is getting shunned, benched, and shipped out.
Let's call a spade here. Pretty much every time a new head coach comes in, the old pieces were just immediately let go. Now,
I'm a Green Bay fan, so I mean, I've had a coach for 12 years, so I don't know what that's like.
Perfect. Well, you will soon. Don't worry. most times they're gone immediately. I don't know if it's a Gase decision. I don't know if it was. It goes back to Miami's instability. Miami is just setting themselves up now to be a
500 team.
Even worse than that. I mean, they're setting them. There's no light at the end of the tunnel
right now.
There's no play. The Miami Dolphins right now.
Draft? What's that?
11, where do they draw? 11. Draft.
11. 11.
The Miami Dolphins right now are at a point where the Chicago Bears were 3 years ago. No plan. No, I mean, they have to just cut fat and get back to it. Josh, you want to talk about patting ourselves on the back? For the last 3 weeks, we've been saying, what the fuck are the Dolphins going to do with their salary cap? They're way over.
Yeah.
Way over. And I believe it was last week, I told everyone, they have to cut Ndamukong Suh at this point. Yeah. They have to. They finally did. That's my biggest lookout right now. Where does Suh, where does Wilkerson end up? Those are my biggest.
Did Suh really get cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. They're talking about him possibly going to the Rams. That is the rumor.
Christ.
Which would be ridiculous.
It'd be disgusting.
They'll probably go to the Eagles. Everyone else fucking goes to the Eagles.
Everybody else has been going.
That's why they cut all their tight ends. Yeah. So they could fit in too.
Yeah. Drew Brees is going to re-sign with the Saints. $50 million for a two-year deal. $27 million guaranteed. He was offered a deal. Team is not confirmed who it was. But I think we can safely say it was the Vikings. Was offered a guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract of $60 million. I'm assuming it was a two-year deal, $60
million. There is a team going around to quarterbacks and saying, we'll give you fully guaranteed money. And that's one team. It's the Vikings. So it's good for Drew Brees, staying home, getting your money. But they're clearly going to have to get a quarterback for the future now. We have 2 years to train a new quarterback. Maybe three if we can get him for an extra one. But smart for the Saints. It'll be interesting to see what they... It's one hell of an offense they still have. I think they need a number two wide receiver. They had one hell... Probably the best draft in the league last year. And if they can continue that, they've got a young, talented team that can take them far places for at least two more years.
I honestly think, I mean, I agree with you 100% that it was the Minnesota Vikings who did that. You gave congratulations to Drew Brees. I want to give congratulations to Drew Brees' wife. Because what I think happened here was, it was 2010. You remember that wonderful picture? Drew Brees had headphones over the baby, right? And then it's his father's, Joshy with dogs. I'm sure it's the same.
It is.
As you always tell us.
Except just we don't save our kids nuts.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the day. Anyways, head on there. That's great. Now, Drew Brees is like, oh, hey, sweetie. We can go to Minnesota for a couple years, make a cool 80 mil, all guaranteed. And you know what happened. Andrew, little Jimmy's 8. He's in school. He has friends. We aren't going anywhere. Do you have any idea what I do for charity? Do you know what I do here? Is what I do, is my work, not as important as yours? That's what happened.
What happened. Here's the difference. You're a scumbag that thinks about money, so that's why that comes to your head. I think Drew Brees is a family man, hence the earphones,
fuck you.
Headphones, and the Super Bowl.
Him giving his baby headphones just means he's not retarded.
He's taking care of his family. He went, yeah, $80 million guaranteed. That sounds really nice, but my kid's in school. I'm not going to put my family through that. I'll take my $50 million for
the
two. I'll sign some weird Nike deal, make up that $30 million. Everything would be kosher.
Fuck you, man. You're a liar. As a dad.
Be kosher.
As a dad, you're telling me you're not like, I know for a fact. I know for a fact. As a father.
I mean, he's not Phillip Rivers. He doesn't have 24 kids.
As a father.
That's true,
the first thing you hear, you're like, these people are like, hey, we're going to give you $80 million no matter what. We're giving you this money. That's your kids. That's your kids' kids. That's your kids' kids' kids. Don't tell me no. Don't shake your head at me.
What's the difference between 50 and 80 million?
Your kids' kids' kids.
No, you can't. And the tax code nowadays, you can pass it.
That's
down,
right.
But
my point is, we're not going political, Mike. Don't get
I'm
me
just
started.
Saying he could pass the money down now.
My point is, Drew Brees, and I'm mocking him a little bit. He is a very, very good guy. He is a good dude. He probably did, he has said from the very, very beginning, he will be a New Orleans Saint for the rest of his life. That's more what it comes down to. The only reason why I do believe Drew Brees is everything that they've gone through there, through all the tragedy, through everything. Drew Brees has been a monster part of that community. I'm obviously poking fun at their situation of his wife a little bit. Josh shaking his head, getting extremely mad at me. I'm happy for him. He's doing what he wants to do. And that's rare right now in the NFL.
I'm going to tell you a quick non-NFL story.
Oh.
It'll be 30 seconds, I promise.
Gabby, earmuffs.
No, she was there. So I went to New Orleans. First off, the town smells like piss. So hopefully he lives on the outskirts of it. Secondly, it's filled with homeless people, okay? And I'm walking to Bourbon Street, and this homeless person, who I could not tell if it was a man or a woman because it was very, very dirty person, walks in between two cars, pulls down their sweatpants, and shoots hot gumbo out of their ass, pulls up their pants without wiping, and walks back. Now, I'm a scumbag, and so what did I do the entire time? I locked eyes with this person, and until they got back to their little cardboard home, which was sad. I shouldn't make fun of that part, but we had a moment, and it was actually kind of nice.
Well, you know, to be fair,
side story. Sorry to keep
it. It is a sad story. Those are the type of people that you and your Bernie Sanders want to help out, but I digress. Josh, let's go on to the next person.
Next person is quarterback Kirk Cousins. Going to sign with the Vikings. $84 million guaranteed. That's it. 3 years. All guaranteed money.
Double dipping, baby. Just like you said.
Kirk Cousins, he goes from everyone feeling sorry for him. Why are the Redskins doing this to him? To he played it perfectly. And to be fair, Kirk Cousins...
Could Kirk Cousins be the smartest man in the world?
The NFL Players Association should literally go to Kirk Cousins every year and say, Kirk, we need a speech from you every year. The Redskins were offering him shit. Absolute shit. He understood his worth. He understood the market. He understood his position. And he held his ground. And he said, hey, Washington, fuck you. It helped, to be fair, that the Redskins organization was in such disarray between owners, between drunk-ass GMs, everything that was going on. That helped his situation. Like Mike said, I agree completely. He could be a $250 man, million-dollar man easily. He might push 300. Who knows? If he takes fucking Minnesota to the Super Bowl, and what happens? What happens if he takes Minnesota to the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl this year? You're telling me the Vikings aren't going to immediately say, hey, let's restructure your deal and sign you to a 5, 6, 7 year deal?
Exactly.
Fuck yeah, they are. You better believe it.
Josh doesn't like 6 year deals, apparently.
I just don't think, Aaron Rodgers is going to get signed to a 6 year deal. That's just.
I don't like guys with two vowels back to back, but I digress. Kirk Cousins is going to get paid big time money.
And it's great for the Vikings. It really is. It brings them a high-level quarterback that has been able to produce with some low-level talent around him. It's a great deal. And apparently Minnesota has been very willing to just hand out guaranteed contracts to quarterbacks. The only thing I can see a slight ripple, and I don't know because everyone kind of keeps their money and their business out of their minds, players that is – the only ripple I can see is why am I not getting Kirk Cousins money throughout the team? Hey, you're giving this guy guaranteed in a couple years when their star defensive players come up for contracts. Are they going to sit there and ask for guaranteed money?
You just said, you just used the exact words that I was waiting for you to use. In a couple years. That's where the Vikings' head's at.
That's very true.
In a couple years. You know what? In a couple years, double A, Ron? He may or may not be a Packer. He may or may not be in the NFL. In a couple years, who knows what's going to happen. Right now, we were a Super Bowl team. We were a Super Bowl team. We were right there. We went and shit the bed against the Vikings. We're right there. Adding a Kirk Cousins makes us that much better. Our defense is already ready. When do we have to worry about paying them? In a couple of years. Our offense, the Stephon Diggs of the world, the freaking Dalvin Cooks of the world. When do we have to worry about paying them? In a few years. We don't have to worry about it. Pay Kirk his money now. You know what's going to happen in 3 years? CBA is going to be different. We're going to have to make decisions on a bunch of people. Vikings are a very young team. Yeah, very Vikings young. Are mm-hmm. the example of come, you know, 2021, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, what do we do with all these people? That's what's going to happen. The Xavier Rhodes of the world, you're right, Mike. But as a, you know, a NFC North competitor, the Vikings are primed. These next 2 years are their window. Definition of a window.
Speaking of NFC North, how strong has this division become in the last couple weeks?
I told Josh, I was mocking you. You'll like this. I was mocking my Bears because, you know, listen to local radio all day, right? Some dude calls into one of the local radio stations, just laughing. He's like, man, you know, all of us Bears fans were so happy. What did we really get? AR-15 coming off a knee injury. Cameron Meredith coming off a knee injury. Kevin White injured about everything. And all excited about that. And then some other guy was like, yeah, it's all great and well, but look around the league. Aaron Rodgers, still quarterback in our division. Matthew Stafford, still quarterback in our division. Kirk Cousins added two quarterbacks in our division. We have Mitchell fucking Trubisky. Like, it's true. Like, that's why I said today is Bears Christmas. Because we're all excited. Then we look around, and a lot of Bears fans haven't. Look forward to what the Bears' schedule is going to be next year.
Who do you... Oh, it's a tough...
It is.
We NFC have a, North, yeah.
We play the NFC West. We play the New England Patriots. It's going to be real rough.
Moving on, we kind of talked a little bit about Paul Richardson, but we're going to move past that. He signed with the Redskins. Quarterback Sam Bradford signing with the Cardinals. Me, personally, I don't really see this as a complete fit. I think that the Cardinals swung and missed on every opportunity that they had, and now they're falling here on Sam Bradford. They could have done worse and settled with a Mike Glennon, but we see them here with a Sam Bradford.
This is the definition of a vegetable lasagna signing, right? To your point, they could have gone where they had their quarterback retire, right? He retires, he leaves. And they're saying, what the hell are we going to do? They're in that awkward position where they have one of the best running backs in the league. They have a defense who's trying to stay at the caliber that they were but have declined a bit. Sam Bradford gives them the opportunity where if they catch fire randomly over the next 2 years, he can lead them to the playoffs. He can take them into a deep playoff run, right? He has the ability to do that. I think this was a, hey, Larry Fitzgerald is still here. We have David Johnson. Let's see what happens. That's my opinion.
I think, honestly, with this signing of Sam Bradford, I think we're going to see the Cardinals. They're going to have to reach on a quarterback. And they're not in the top part of the quarterback or the draft class.
Say it, bitch.
I said this.
Say it, bitch.
They may be going after Lamar Jackson may be their target.
That's gross.
If they go after Lamar Jackson.
Wait, why would they go for a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Funny, funny.
You know, I'm glad Mike listens every week because Mike will remember that in the beginning when I said Lamar Jackson is only a wide receiver and Tom and Josh mocked me. Tom and Josh had Lamar Jackson as their number one quarterback. Mocked me. And I said, he's a wide receiver. And as it went by little, they're like, oh yeah, teams are falling down on Lamar Jackson. And then they go on to the next thing. And then, oh no, teams at the combine are requesting Lamar Jackson work out as a wide receiver. Never giving me any credit. Never acknowledging the fact that they were huge seeing next Tuesdays. Nothing. They just look at their phone, go on with their beards, their big hairy chests. Don't say nothing to me. Bullshit, Josh.
Tim, did you see that? Josh has unbuttoned one of his buttons.
He's gone down and one more button.
That is a diamond from a Super Bowl ring. How did you get it?
What did you do, Josh?
Man, you guys are something else. Something else.
I just want to
show you. Are you upset that you texted me to come here today?
No, I'm happy now.
I'm thrilled.
Because while we were talking, I've been looking through my receipts for my microwave, and now I have found it. Thank it was God. June 14th, 2017.
I am so glad the host is really interested in today's topics.
Are you looking up free agents?
I'm just going to see if
my microwave's still under warranty.
When I notice you guys have stopped talking for 2 seconds, I'm going to say this name and let you go at it.
Oh, man. Marquise Lee, he re-signs with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it was a must-have to sign.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
They didn't have a choice.
Very interesting that they let AR-15 just walk, and they gave him $38 million.
I want to see this. A lot of Chicago media has been saying, like, well, you always got to wonder when a team, you know, just lets a guy walk. I believe this more on the Jaguars. You saw the Jaguars obviously paid their linemen a ton of money. To pay Marquise Lee $38 million, outrageous, in my opinion. Yeah. I'm still interested to see what happens with Allen Hurns. I think Allen Hurns probably should be a Packer. And I would not be surprised.
That'd be
That's a calling it right now that Allen Hurns is going to end up being a Packer. You know, some Bears fans are saying that they'd like to see him back with the AR-15. That's where I think the Packers are.
That'd be very nice, yeah. I'd like that. Good deep dive, go along with Adams.
The Jets re-signed Josh McCown and signing running back Isaiah Crowell.
I love it. I absolutely freaking love it. I really hope that, the Jets defense is going to be much improved.
Very much, yes.
The part that we're missing here is that the Jets are paying Trumaine Johnson. I wanted the Bears to get him.
Mike wanted the Packers to get him.
He ends up being a Jet. What they're building there on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary, it's pretty ridiculous. To think that if the Jets don't go quarterback, if they take Denzel Ward from Ohio State,
man,
that secondary is
stacked.
I mean, they're on Jaguars level, right, Josh? You heard that?
Yeah, you could almost put it on that.
that's a pretty...
You could almost put it there, yeah.
It's a pretty redonk secondary. So that's kind of actually where I see them going right now. I think they might do that and then go for... Who's your boy from Oklahoma State? Second round or late?
Quarterback?
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, and they try to take a Mason Rudolph. I still don't know what they're doing. Christian Hackenberg is still a person, so
I honestly think I think Mason Rudolph.
Do hold on, Tom.
He's going to be a second round pick.
Do you think Christian Hackenberg ever starts in the NFL one
no,
game?
No, absolutely.
He doesn't
not.
Start one game. Not, he gets drafted in the first round.
He doesn't even
and
start,
never starts once.
He doesn't even start in practice. He's not good. He's not good.
Days when I feel like last year I was mad because I felt like the Jets had a better draft than the Bears, but there's still days I'm like, man, like the Bears are still frustrating, and I look like. At least we didn't use a first-round pick on a quarterback and never play him.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Breaking Packers news, they are going to sign Muhammad Wilkerson.
Fuck.
Interesting. They got him.
God damn it.
That handles the edge rusher, so they're not going edge rusher in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised to see
a Bears
linebacker.
As a Bears fan, that's frustrating.
Nobody cares about the Bears!
I said as a Bears fan, that's frustrating. I see Wilkerson filling the old B.J. Raji role that they used him as. Obviously, he wreaked havoc on a lot of teams and kind of that middleman. I don't know if Wilkerson can play that role, but I think that's how they're going to try to probably use him. Knocks that Mike Hearns comment.
I'm struggling Patin. On again. Patel?
No, Patin.
Patin? Mm-hmm. He was with the Jets when Wilkerson was at his best, so that's probably one of the good reasons why he came back. Because he interviewed with the Saints after he left the Packers facility.
Moving on, we have Dante Moncrief signing with the Jaguars. Another wide receiver signing with them. They were talking about him possibly signing with the Ravens. And it seems like the Ravens are swinging and missing on every single wide receiver.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to end up having to take, we have predicted in our mock drafts, they're going to have to go with a Ridley. They might have to go with another guy in the second round, for all we know, because they're not getting shit right now, and they need to do something for Joe Flacco.
I thought this was a weird place for Moncrief to go.
I don't think it's weird.
You could have went to the Ravens and been their de facto number
yes.
one.
I would not
yes,
go to the Ravens.
But
you would have been the number one wide receiver.
But I will say, as much as I've kind of bashed the Ravens here on their offensive game plan and kind of said, you know, Tom Coughlin, if I am the freaking, who's the Jaguars coach? Why am I blanking right now? Whatever.
Does anyone really know?
Yeah, no, Doug Marone. Doug
no, it's, I'm asking.
My
like,
point is, they have Leonard Fournette, and to have Marquise Lee and Dante Moncrief back, that's a formidable, with that defense that
yes.
you have, it's formidable. It's okay.
And you look at what their offense did last year. They weren't. I mean, we're only going to pass it, you know, 20 times a game, maybe, if you're lucky.
And they still have Didi, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they still have Didi as a deep threat. I keep forgetting about him because I fucking hate him. He dies in a fire.
But. And even they let Allen Robinson go. They didn't have him all last year. He was hurt almost all last year. So it's a good signing for them. It makes makes sense for the Jaguars to replace some talent with Dante Moncrief, a guy that's just a touchdown hog?
That's all he does is score touchdowns. That's pretty much it. All right, last big one that I wanted to talk about, and I know, Mike, you've been waiting for it. We have Jimmy Graham going to the Packers, but in order for them to sign him, because he will be making $10 million, they will be cutting one Jordy Nelson. That gives the team $10.2 million in cap space.
Can I start?
Mm-hmm.
I want to start by saying, over the pretty much since forever, as a Bears fan, I've pretty much known that anything that my organization does is consistently mocked, made fun of, and people just laugh at. I get that. Today was one of those days for me watching the Green Bay Packers do what they did. We have said in previous episodes that obviously Davante Adams was the new number one. We said that to everyone last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the end of this year, that he was the number one and Jordy Nelson was going to be the number two. Them cutting Jordy Nelson in favor for such a sporadic tight end, such an up and down tight end, for a tight end that's never played in the environment that he's going to be in, it's outrageous. They're going to pay him $10 million a year. He's going to get a lot of guarantee. They're stuck with him for what? Beyond that, they've had multiple tight ends who are quote-unquote big-name tight ends or decent tight ends that have never, ever done what the Packers have wanted them to do. A position that you've never been able to develop, that you've never been able to incorporate into the offense, you're going to pay out your ass for because you missed out on AR-15, which is who you really wanted. You should be embarrassed, and it's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
Well, I disagree with you. Because clearly, when Brent Huntley took over the offense last year, Jordy Nelson cannot do anything substantial. Thank you. Without Aaron Rodgers, so and they brought in the Browns' former number one pick. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name again. The Notre Dame quarterback,
DeShaun Kizer.
Thank you,
Brady Quinn.
To be a proper backup because Brent Huntley can't do it. So what you're looking at is you have Jordy Nelson who was due $12 million. You have
10.
No, he was due 12 on actual. They save him $10 million on salary. You have Randall Cobb who's also due $12 million.
Say it the right way. You made it up.
And you can't pay both of them. So one of those two have to go unless they're both willing to restructure, which clearly they're not. So Randall Cobb is going to be their slot wide receiver. You have Davante Adams as their fly guy, and you have Jimmy Graham. Now, I was actually at this game when JaMychal Finley got his spine collapsed and almost died on the field versus the Browns.
Weak ass bones.
Yeah. And after that, it's been, you know, they drafted Richard Rodgers 4 years ago. He's a free agent, and we don't know if the Packers are planning on re-signing him or not. They brought in Cook the 1 year. Worked out great, but it was a 1 year prove it deal, and they tried.
Worked out great for who?
Well, the Packers, he beat the.
The one catch. So you're going to bring up the one catch.
No, he had more than just that one catch. He was hurt for 6 games. And it was a 1 year prove it deal, and the guy did great for that 1 year for the Packers tight ends that compared to what they've had previous 6 years prior. And Richard Rodgers is a very slow guy that had one great moment against Detroit when he caught the
he did great
for a Packers tight end
30 receptions with one touchdown
for a Packers
one.
For a Packers tight end. Look up Richard Rodgers' numbers last year.
For a Packers tight end. So then Jimmy Graham, for him to be great, just needs 30 receptions, one touchdown. He's great. Great money spent.
For a Packers tight end.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
But
you don't.
They didn't bring in
Jared Cook?
No, the guy last year.
Martellus Bennett?
Martellus Bennett.
Yeah.
To be a guy to catch one touchdown. They didn't.
No.
they brought him in to be what the Patriots brought him in to be.
Right.
And he turned out to be crazy. And
he's always been crazy.
But crazy enough to sit there and fake a shoulder injury.
He's always been that crazy. His nickname's the Black Fucking Unicorn. You don't think he's fucking crazy? You people are morons. A team in your own division told you, hey, he's so crazy, we're giving up. We're going to let people take him for nothing. So just get the fuck away from me. You're that crazy. He punched Kyle Fuller in the mouth.
Do you believe Jimmy Graham can score more touchdowns than Jordy Nelson in that next year?
No, I don't. I don't believe that at all.
Jordy Nelson's best ever was 14 touchdowns?
You think Jimmy Graham's going to break that?
Can you look that up for me, Josh?
Jordy Nelson's top
touchdowns.
Regardless of what... You as a Packers fan, this is the part that frustrates me. As a Bears fan, I can at least admit when we do dumb ass shit. As a Packers fan, who is Jordy Nelson's best friend?
Aaron Rodgers.
When Jordy Nelson is at his best, who's the quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
If the Packers are going to do anything, who is the quarterback of your team?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's it. That's end of story. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you need to have Jordy Nelson on your team.
15.
He is the number one wide receiver. I don't care what the fuck you say that Jimmy Graham's going to do. He is a fantastic player.
What's the top touchdowns Jimmy Graham had with Drew Brees?
And how many years ago?
15 was in 2011 for Jordy. 14 was in 2016. 13 was in 2014.
He'll have 15 plus touchdowns this year.
Suck my dick.
I'm just telling you.
Suck my dick.
The dude's a beast.
Doesn't hit double digits.
Jimmy Graham last year was 10. He had 16 in 2013, 11 in 2011, and 10 in 2014.
Packers offense does not know how to utilize their tight end.
Because they haven't had one since JaMychal Finley.
They've had multiple.
Who?
Jared Cook can catch touchdown passes.
He played six games and caught one touchdown pass.
They didn't utilize him. Martellus Bennett. JaMychal
Finley, please look up his best year. Thank you, Producer Josh.
Sounds good. I will tell you, we can do a steak dinner bet right now.
Whip out my one-inch cock, slap it on the table.
Steak dinner bet right now. Jimmy Graham does not get double-digit touchdowns.
Oh, that's a dollar bet because we'll
actually
pay them.
Fuck that. Double-digit, what we'll do bet.
JaMychal Finley touchdowns, the most he's had is 8 in one season in 2011.
Was that his second year?
That was his one.
I'm not even a Packers fan.
Fourth year.
And I know the Packers tight ends better than you do. They don't score touchdowns. The Packers offense does not run through their tight ends. You know who's going to score touchdowns? Random wide receivers, running backs, and Davante Adams. That's it.
All right, last one. I know I said that the Jimmy Graham one was, but it's not. Jonathan Stewart expected to sign with the Giants if the Browns pass on running back. At pick number one,
yes.
Do we see the Giants taking Saquon Barkley
yes.
with them signing Jonathan Stewart, or will they pass on him?
They'll trade out.
Trade out for a team that needs him.
Sidebar, I want to do a steak dinner bet with you, Mike. Steak dinner bet, Jordy Nelson, I don't care what team he ends up on. I don't care if he goes to the Jets. I don't care if he goes to the Chiefs.
Patriots.
Well, that's where everyone's
that's
been.
A good fit.
That's the hot
fit.
Pick right now.
Because he's white.
Jordy Nelson will have more touchdowns than Jimmy Graham.
That's a steak dinner bet.
You'll take that?
Air 5.
Bam!
All right, anything else on free agency?
Malcolm Butler to the Titans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Over $30 million guaranteed, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yes. $30 million guaranteed. 5-year deal, $61 million. Apparently, the Tennessee Titans didn't care that Butler didn't play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
Does anyone really know the story behind that? Has that ever come to light?
Yes and no. I mean, it came out, a lot of players were saying, you know, they defended Butler. Some other players came out and were like, we all knew going in that he wasn't going to play. So, yes and no.
Real quick, I won't do this. Never mind.
Do it.
No,
I
was going to...
bitch, who cares?
The Green Bay's GM came out and said this about Jordy. Brian Gunquist is, we cannot thank Jordy enough for all he's given to Green Bay Packers and our community in the past 10 years. He's been an exemplary professional and teammate and great contributor to our success. Jordy will always have always be a member of the Packers family, and we look forward to his eventual induction to the Packers Hall of Fame. We wish Jordy, his wife Emily, and the rest of his family all the best. And with that statement, To me, it means they're not going to try to re-sign him like they did with A.J. Hawk to just save some cap money. It seems like they're actually letting him go.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere. Watch him.
And Jimmy Graham will score more touchdowns.
The other team that's not being talked about, obviously everyone's hot on the Patriots. But Josh, I want to bring up another team. I didn't say it to you and Tom, but I was thinking it. Watch him end up on the Oakland Raiders. Watch Derek Carr and Jory Nelson just fucking
It's very possible. You got Gruden there. And Michael Crabtree did just sign with the 49ers.
Yep.
Oh, Crabtree did?
Yes.
Ooh. Crabtree left.
Watch.
Dirty.
Even the Saints. You take Jimmy Graham?
Yeah.
I take Jordan Nelson.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know if they got the money to pay for him.
He's not going to demand $12 million like he was due.
Yeah, you're not going to command that.
Yeah, but he'll still hit 7, 8. Who knows?
Because his number.
Willie Snead. Watch Willie Snead be a Packer. Did I say that earlier?
No, you said a different team.
Yeah.
You said a Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He was a Dolphin before.
Anything else?
Oh, just fuck Mike. Glad he's back. I fucking hate him. I hate you. You didn't really talk too much. You're just fucking worried about your goddamn microwave.
No, dude. It was,
I got so many BTUs. I'm big at home.
It was different. That's all I got to say.
Love you. It's a good time. Tom, I hope you come back from your suspension healthy. Well, I want to get the original PKS team together again. Have four of us. A four banger, if you would.
You know what we should do?
A bukkake party, if you would.
And also, Willie Snead was never a Miami Dolphin.
Yeah, I thought he got drafted by the Saints. I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. Sorry,
idiot.
I say dumb things constantly.
You know what we should do? Have a private party for the draft where we live stream, and then we'll make Josh cut and edit the boring parts where there's nothing
that
happening.
That actually defeats the purpose of a live stream, but...
Live stream with a cut and edit version.
I told Josh there's a movie theater in the area that is doing it. They got like a monster screen. And they're doing it at like a March Madness. And it's like $25, all you can eat. It's cash bar, whatever. And we're looking into it. If they're doing that for the draft, you need at least 20 people. We can get 20 people together. We're doing that shit for sure. It's in Frankfurt.
We can barely get 5 of us together, let alone 20.
We can barely get a 10-team league, goddammit!
No, what we need to do is record what we say during the draft, because it's hilarious. Last year, Tim cried when they took Mitchell Trubisky.
I did.
And right at the time, that stupid Pepsi commercial or the Coca-Cola commercial, and I went and I bought, because I knew the Bears were going to do something stupid, I bought a can of Coke prior to the draft and tried handing it to Tim. But the funny thing was, all I could find was the mini cans, so it was this little tiny can.
What did it say? I don't remember.
It was like a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi can.
I know that.
Pop. Well, that Caitlyn Jenner
commercial. Oh, have a coat, you're saying. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, good joke.
Calm down. Don't kill people.
Don't kill yourself.
When she was given to the police because the protesters were going crazy and everyone started dancing. Yeah, and then you were trying to kill yourself on the floor.
Oh, I didn't try to kill myself.
I saw you scratching at your
veins. Mitchell Trubisky sucks.
Well, the draft is right around the corner. It is what?
We're under 50, we're like 47
40-something days. Exciting times. So be on the lookout for the next couple of weeks where we will be doing more and more mock drafts for everybody to listen to.
Actually, this week. Are we doing a mock draft next?
We might. I don't know.
We are. We're going to let Mike do a mock draft.
All right. So, Mike, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having
Tim,
me.
Tim, fuck you. Tom, maybe see you next week.
Okay. Get rid of your vacuum. It's cheating.
And for all of us, thank you very much. We are Pony Kick Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Kick Sports. You guys can... Tom is pony_keg_tom. Tim is fight talk Tim, and you guys can email us ponykegsports@gmail.com. And until next time,
eat a bag of dicks.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Peace.